So welcome to an episode of Lock, Stock and Two Joking Addicts. My name is Romano.
My name is Dean.
Sorry about that.
as per usual,
every single time without fail. First of all, guys, I want to thank you all for coming to the Having a Laugh charity for both David and Peter. They've done amazing things over the month of February. So, guys, give them a massive round of applause. Yeah, it's not easy doing what you've done over the month of February, guys. Getting up at 6 o'clock, sometimes half 5 in the morning, most mornings. David over there changing the time on his microwave.
When do they get the head shave?
What?
When do they get the head shave?
Yeah, we're still waiting on them to get their head shaved, so we'll sit back and wait.
Did anybody bring a razor?
No? tough crowd. yeah, guys, amazing stuff over the month of February for a great cause as well. Blowing's charity, Having a Laugh charity. Blowing, like to say a couple of words just about your charity and stuff, yeah? Yeah? Give Blowing a round of applause. Yeah, you can sit there, yeah?
So, first of all, I just want to say thank you 1,000,000% to David and Peter for choosing the Having a Laugh charity to donate their fundraising efforts to for doing it, for completing it, even if they just did one morning, it's a winner. And as hopefully income to understand, it's been a massive boost for the charity's morale. We rely 100% on fundraisers, but to have one that has been so much fun and has introduced us to a whole new community and so much of our values align with your values that can be hard to see where the line actually is. And many services try to create quite a clear divide between mental health and addiction, which causes incredible problems for people to actually get any help at all. So I think this has been a beautiful and uplifting collaboration, like I call it, to start the year with. For fundraising, as these guys have discovered, we rely 100% on voluntary donations, but we do have a lot of things in place that make it easier for people to fundraise. So, for example, now, because these two guys were just doing it themselves and they weren't encouraging more people to join them, then it was completely their own responsibility. They set up their own GoFundMe page, their own iDonate page. So we are a registered charity with both GoFundMe and with iDonate. So if you did have a cake sale that you wanted to do as a fundraiser, you can set up an iDonate page. You just select our charity, you put in the search, look for Having a Laugh charity, and you can start your iDonate. It's really that simple. And then it just takes that burden of responsibility off the person handling funds, which is a legitimate concern because there are quite strict guidelines around that. In addition, if there is an event that a person might have concerns over their liability or their insurance, we encourage them to talk to us. There's a certain number of things that we can cover with the charity insurance. Now, not everything, but there's a lot that we can help you with. In the early days of the charity is what kept our heads above water. Now, our energy isn't inclined to be the leaders of running events. We're happy to step back, but we'll definitely support people based on our 10 years of experience now of running events to run theirs where we can. And within reason. I suppose just to say where the money goes and what we do on a monthly basis, we'll take requests for vouchers from mental health services through the month. So there's about 2.5 weeks of each month where it's just admin. So that would include just, you know, receiving emails, checking that the voucher being requested meets our criteria. At the end of the month, then I would say a few evenings, but it's quite a few hours. So it's probably in total with all the bits that have to be done, it's a week's work where the vouchers are listed. It has to go through a approval process through finances of the charity. Then once that approval process is complete, one of the trustees goes out with their approved voucher purchases. And a lot of them are drive to places. So some vouchers we can buy online, but most of them we have to go into the business and purchase in person. So that can be a day's work, just going to different companies, different businesses, purchasing vouchers. Then from there, the vouchers come back and they have to be packed and posted, which you think is a little thing as well, but it can take up to 3 or 4 hours because each voucher that goes out, like I said, has a little welcome pack. That's the biggest point. We'll get requests for one voucher and then that person might not come back and request more vouchers even though their credit is there. So there's quite a lot in the welcome pack to help people know that they can do that, they can ask for more. So it is about a week's work and all of that is 100% voluntary. with that, and then with the weekly kind of administration roles, and social media and all of the other bits and pieces that are involved, the same as running a company, it's quite a lot of time. Just saying that for the purpose of realizing that we really, really, really appreciate and rely on fundraisers. The time we have left available to fundraise ourselves is limited. We do it. Additional grants don't always fit what we do because we are currently the only charity in Ireland that does what we do. So yeah, just to say that it is a lot of voluntary hours that go into running the charity. So I can't actually be how grateful we are when somebody gives me a call and goes, well, I want to run a fundraiser and I want to run for you. It's usually a good day. I usually celebrate those days quite a lot. That's pretty much, yeah, what we do, who we are, how we started, how the service runs, how we fundraise. And what keeps us going is the town, people like yourselves. It's why we've never actually spread our service wider or kind of tried to like spread across the country. Is just that we actually want to go down layers where we are and get to know the town, get to reach the people who are really needing help and do what we can here. And when we feel like we've reached or kind of figured out that nugget of what really does help people, then, you know, we'll start spreading it. But no point spreading ourselves thin if we're not actually going deep. So cool. Thank you very much, Dean and Nano. Been an absolute pleasure getting to know you, and hopefully we'll have lots more fun events in the future.
Thanks so much. Guys, give Brian a round of applause. Whoa. Some of the stuff Blaine just touched on there, guys, it's, you know, it's really, really important. Mental health, addiction, all this kind of stuff it's rampant in this country, and there's not a household, there's not a family that it doesn't touch. You're doing amazing things within the community of Sligo. So again, hats off to you, Blaine. Massive well done. Really, really well done.
Brilliant.
You know, when Peter said it to me, he said, yeah, you used to be doing something out here as well. I was like, what do you mean? He said, yeah, of course you have yous out here. And it's still, you know, what's happening with us now is we're being invited to these things. And, you know, people want us to be involved in things, whereas we're not used to being invited to anything like that. Do you know what I mean? So it's a big change, like, you know, and it's great because we're meeting new people all the time. We're getting people together and we're getting people out of their comfort zones, you know, and that was the whole point of the podcast as well, you know, was to talk about mental health, you know, to get people together instead of people sitting at home on their own wondering how are they going to change this or how are they going to change that, you know. So, and then the community has grown and it's still growing, you know, and the amount of people in the community as well is ridiculous, you know. It's still a pinch me moment, like, you know. But, you know, it's heading in the right direction, you know, and we can be fucking proud of ourselves today, like, you know. And we had an episode just dropped yesterday with the amazing Sophia.
Yay!
And, you know, Peter also done two episodes, so you can go and check them out. And part three won't be too far ahead either, because the way he's going with life, you know, it's up and up and up, like. You know, it really is great to see everybody striving, you know, because this is what we need and this is what we want. You know, we're full of smiles today. It's not answering the phone, hide away at home. We're turning up today, you know, and it makes me so proud that to be part of this community, to be part of everything that's going on lately in Sligo, it makes me so proud that I'm one of them, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I'd like to thank us all for that as well, like.
I think going back a year ago, this is the last thing I thought I'd be doing. Definitely not. Jumping in the sea when there's gale force winds outside, absolutely freezing, and doing it with the right company, with like-minded people, sharing the same experience. You know, promoting mental health, promoting wellness is, I spent a long time in a dark place, as many people do. And I didn't see a way out, you know, and to be spending time with people doing activities like this and, you know, going out in nature, going swimming, going hiking and all this kind of stuff, it's massive. And promoting mental health, and it's okay not to be okay, it's phenomenal. It's absolutely phenomenal, and it needs to be talked about a lot more. A lot of people shy away. You know, I lost my mum to suicide 3 years ago due to mental health. And, you know, sometimes it's a tough pill to swallow, and I wish I could have kind of brought my mum on this journey with me. But, you know, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing, and I'm trying to take everyone along with me on this journey, and it's absolutely amazing, like, absolutely amazing, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, it's from the start, like, when... Like, I remember I was thinking about the podcast, and Lydia was like, you're not fucking doing that.
Good old Lydia.
And then a few months later, you know, I was still talking about it. And she said, you know what, you can't. And I get it, like, do you know what I mean? Because I was putting my recovery and my life out into the public, like, do you know what I mean? So I get it, you know, it wasn't like, oh, fuck you, or, you know, I got it. And then when I was starting to do it, you know, Mano was just after coming into recovery. But I had already asked one of my mates from Dublin to do it with me. And then, but then while I was talking with my mate from Dublin, you know, I was getting more feedback off Mano about the podcast. You know, Mano was texting me with this idea, that idea is all over the place, and it was great, like, you know. And then when my mate backed out, you know, I was sitting in the gaff with Lydia, and I turned around and I said, you know what, I'm going to ask Mano. There wasn't a second thought, like, you know, and we snuck into a room one day with two little micro mics and got episode one done.
Yeah, it's mad. Looking back, now he's like, do you want to start a podcast? I was like, how the fuck do you do that? Like, I had absolutely no idea. Still to this day, I don't even know what
I don't know either, bro.
But, like, that's the thing about it. Like, taking myself out of my comfort zone, I was in a comfort zone for a very, very long time, very close-minded, and... You know, my way was my way and no other way would work. And over the last year, I've tried to put myself in a situation where I don't feel comfortable, and this is where I find the growth is for me. It's, you know, putting myself out in the public eye. I was in the public eye for all the wrong reasons, and I was very flamboyant in how I was doing that. So I thought, you know, if I'm coming into recovery, I'm trying to promote awareness around addiction and mental health. Why not be the exact same? And that's exactly why we've started the podcast, is to promote the wellness, recovery, another way of life. And slowly but surely, that's exactly what we're doing. You know, we're trying to take this on an international level, and we've got people from all over Ireland reaching out to us. And it's amazing, like, the people that we've met, the people that we've had on the podcast, and hearing people's different stories and different perspectives. Yeah, it's mind-blowing. It's not talked about enough, and that's the whole purpose.
It's been crazy, look. It's been crazy. And it just keeps growing and growing. Like... The first live show is the 25th of April.
Yeah.
Tickets will be out hopefully next week for the Gar Vogue.
Yeah. I really don't want to do it. I really don't want to do it.
He said that a few weeks ago. Oh, I don't know about this live show. I was like, what do you mean?
Yeah, because we're sitting in front of a crowd. We're in the crowd and we're sitting in front of people that are organised, and we're not organised at all.
But that's the whole beauty.
Like, we rocked up here today and we're like, what are we doing? Like, I know. But, like, that's just us all over, like, and I feel that, you know, as we do this a lot more and become more comfortable in the uncomfortable, you know, this is where it'll all happen, and this is where it's starting to happen for us. We've got Wild Roots Festival coming up on June Bank Hall the weekend, which, again, I don't want to do. But, again, I'm going to do it because it's helping people, you know. People are reaching out to us all the time, sharing our story so openly and honestly. And that's what people need to hear. People need to hear that, you know, you don't have to suffer alone. And
I like listening to you.
Huh?
I don't like butting in all the time.
You know, don't like butting in all the time. If anyone hasn't listened to the podcast that we just released yesterday with Sophia, I listened to it this morning and I asked Sophia a question and Dean answered her question. And I was listening to it. I was like, oh, what do you do?
Sophia didn't even know that.
No, I was like, what do you do now that you don't go to as many meetings? And he goes, oh, you probably go to the gym. I was like, shut up. Let her answer the question. So you've seen you don't butt in. I don't know what you're talking about.
But yeah, it's been a journey, look.
Yeah, it's only the start.
It's been a journey. And like inside the community, you know, there's thoughts of other groups to be made, like kids in recovery, you know, because... It's not just the addict or the alcoholic that's affected by this. It's the whole family, like. Do you know what I mean? So then, if one person goes into recovery, you know, they're all in recovery kind of thing. Do you know what I mean? And the kids in recovery, you know, I want to set that up inside the community as well. So we can all bring our families and have our families together as well. You know, so it's not, Oh, you're going out with that fucking community again.
You Watch know? Your language, PG, I told you.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry about him. But yeah, that's the whole purpose of us. You know, when I first met Dean, first met Peter and stuff like that, we were going out for dips at stupid o'clock in the middle of the night, and a lot of people were like reacting to our stuff, and you know, that's when the idea of the community came in, and we just want to bring everyone in Sligo together, whether they're in addiction, whether they have mental health, or whether they just want to get out of their house. It's just about bringing everyone from all walks of life together and out in the open, out in nature, and just sharing that.
Such a phone ringing again.
What?
Such a phone ringing again.
Probably. But yeah, guys, I just want to thank everyone for coming out here again to show these guys support, to show us support. It's absolutely amazing to see you all coming together for an amazing cause. It's absolutely amazing. And just before we wrap it up, I want to get Peter and Dean up here just to say a little something before we wrap it up, guys. Woo! Oh, Peter and David, sorry.
I'm going to kick it off there, Peter. I don't know, I'm waiting for you.
No,
I'm not used to this shit. Pardon my French.
Yeah, what do you say? Look, it's great to get this thing over with. Yeah, it's been a real test of my mental health anyways. I kind of came up with I challenged this man here to this thing a month ago. Basically, I'm a recovering addict, like most of you know. But I came into recovery about 5 or 6 months ago, and I stuttered and I fluttered and I learned lessons along the way. I hit bumps in the road and fell off the horse, and yeah, I got to, the last time I got to 55 days and I fell off the horse, and this time around I got to 55 days again, and I says, what can I do to push myself more here now? What can I do to really push it? And I came up with the idea of challenging this man to something crazy. But he duly obliged in the challenge, and I came into his house and we met, made a chat, and he says, look, we're going to do this for Having a Laugh charity. It's a mental health charity, and both of us suffering with our mental health, we thought it'd be a great idea to do something like this, because we knew it'd push us. I didn't know quite how much it would push me, because it nearly drove me mad. My partner's there, my 2 kids are there. They felt the wrath of me and my moods and everything. I could, do you know, if someone could say, hello, David, I'd be like, do you know what I mean? Wouldn't be that nice either, do you know? But look, it's been a pilgrimage to me, this challenge. But it's great to get finished something I bloody started, you know. Throughout my life in active addiction, I was blessed with a talent to play football, and I wasted it all. I came up with great ideas. I killed myself training hard for a month. I never, ever, ever stick to it because the addiction took over. Drinking took over. Everything else took over. You know what I mean? But it's nice to finish something I set out to start without failing along the way. Do you know what I mean? It's nice to get something.
What do you mean without failing? Hold on.
What time did you get into your tub yesterday morning?
I got in the tub 6:20 yesterday.
Oh, okay.
What did you do to the microwave, David?
Put some food in it, Ned. And look, we had a few little hiccups, but we rectified our little slip-ups, didn't we?
Yeah, we did indeed. Like, look, we had the odd morning where things didn't go according to plan, but both of us had mornings where we were in that tub by 5:30 to make up for that. So there hasn't been a single morning throughout the month of February that we weren't in a freezing cold tub before 7 a.m. and nearly most of the mornings at 6 a.m.
I can't remember being clapped ever in that same. So forgive me, I'm kind of lost for words.
That's up. Yep.
I'd be crying now in a minute. Why not? But yeah, no, it's just been brilliant to get through something like this and help other people in the end. And with a fucking legend of a man who has helped me. Every time I stumble, this man's been there to pick me up, show me ways I've been going wrong. This man is an absolute legend. I want to give, can everyone just give him a clap? He's a fucking hero. And the boys from Lockstock here, Dean actually sponsored me for a while as well. Both legends, both absolute legends, always there for me as well. And I want to give a clap to Having a Laugh as well. They do amazing things.
Woo!
And I let Peter talk for a while.
I talk too much, like, so.
What do you think of Peter's hair? Oh. Should he shave it properly? Should he shave it properly?
Yeah? Yeah. Look, anyone who knows me knows I'm, like, a big believer in the universe, the energy and everything that goes on with it. In December, I had a thought to myself, like, the only thing that I've done a lot of self-work and like, self-development, and the only thing that was really holding my ego on was my hair. And I loved my hair. Like, I spent a long time playing with, like, looking after my hair. And in December, I had this thought.
Gorgeous, man. You're gorgeous.
I know. I'm still gorgeous. In December, I had this thought that, well, I try and set something up where I shave my head for a charity. And I didn't tell anyone. I didn't say it to anyone. It was just a thought I had at the start of December. And then in the start of January, this fella came to me with this idea of the 6 a.m. challenge. I was like, yeah, let's go for it, you know. And as it all came about and what we said we'd do, his idea was whoever failed would dress up in, like, I don't know, I think it was like, oh, Carol's clothes or something. But then he says, oh, we won't do that because you'll probably like that. So, and I would have done it without problem. Like, so then we came up and we'll shave our head. And it's mad how the universe works. It puts everything into our path when it's supposed to be. So when we say, like, he says, look, let's do it for charity. Now, I've noticed, like, lots of things go on for charity and happen, and they're mostly national charities. And on the surface, in the community, you don't see the effect. So I knew of this Having a Laugh charity. I knew what blogging was doing, and I really, really liked it. I'm a person who suffers from severe mental health throughout my life, along with addiction and along with everything else that happened. I've had ups and downs along the road since I was a child. And this just hit home to my heart. And it was something I wanted to do, so we did it. And I think we're at like 2,300 just now, and that wouldn't have been possible without the support and help of all of you. Everyone in the background, Clodagh from Sligo Hub doing all the videos and editing and pushing things. Everyone who's been liking videos, pushing them. And it can't be easy seeing our ugly heads every single morning on social media saying, hello, day 12, oh, day 22. You know what I mean? That's not something like, I know if it was me, I'd be, oh, flick, goodbye. But no, people have been engaging, they've been sharing, and they've been doing really well. So, like, yeah, I'm very grateful to everyone and everything that's happened and all the donations and all the support. And everyone that's come out here to just watch us go into the sea. Not a great feat, you know what I mean? But it's good. It's really good. It shows a sense of community. And on that note, I'm going to the sauna.
Guys, thanks very much for coming, and thanks, as Peter said, I won't talk anymore. Thanks again.
Well done, Bear. Guys, again, thank you so much for coming out. Just obviously before you go, there's donation boxes there just to, you know, any donation, hello, big or small, we'd greatly, greatly appreciate. It's going towards a good cause. It's going back into the community, and if anyone has any spare euros, whatever it may be, any donations whatsoever, we'd be greatly appreciated. And again, thank you all for coming out this evening, this morning, this afternoon. Fucking hell, this afternoon.
Language.
PG. No, again, really, really grateful for everyone that turned out. And guys, really, really well done again. Thank you all for coming. Have a lovely day. Bye. Peace. Peace.